As climate change continues to threaten the well-being of the planet, young people around the world have suffered from anxiety and stress relating to global warming. And the future of the planet has become something to consider for young people choosing whether or not to have kids. KCUR's Nomino Giadine reports on how young adults in Kansas City are handling that conversation.
Growing up in Kansas City, Amber Abram was used to severe weather. As she got older, she started seeing weather patterns change due to global warming. It's one of the things that got her interested in sustainability and led her to a job at Canby's Markets, a nonprofit that provides fresh produce to food deserts and delivers meals to homes.
We have some conveyor belts set up and some long tables. Like to set up like kind of an assembly line for these. Every box gets 2 apples, 3 oranges, and some bananas.
Climate change is also one of the reasons she and her husband decided not to have kids.
It is a really scary thought to think about what the world's going to look like in 10, 20, 50 years from now.
Abram is 35. She says in the Midwest, it's kind of expected that you'll get married and have kids. Some of her friends have started families, but some of them haven't. And climate change is a part of that conversation.
Once resources, run out, I do think, there's going to be that fight to claim resources. And I think that it could be not a pretty sight.
A 2018 New York Times study asked Americans between the ages of 20 and 45 why they weren't having kids. A third of respondents who wanted more kids listed climate change as a reason they weren't having them. A 2020 study published in a climate change journal found that 80% of survey respondents were extremely concerned about the impacts of climate change that kids will experience. And a 2021 study of thousands of young people all over the world, including in the U.S., found that more than half of respondents felt that climate change threatened their family's security. Britt Ray is a science writer and postdoctoral fellow at Stanford University. She was having her own existential worries about climate change and having a child. So she wrote a book about it called Generation Dread, Finding Purpose in an Age of Climate Crisis.
Food shortages, water crises, migration crises, stoking conflict and war, and people being really afraid of what people will do to each other on a hotter and more hostile Earth.
In her research, Ray found there were a number of climate-related reasons that people decided not to have kids. Some wanted more time for climate activism or wanted to conserve resources. Others felt it was selfish to bring children into a world they might not want to live in. But she also found plenty of people who felt differently.
And then there was also just people who say, I'm not willing to sacrifice this, okay? Like, this is too important on an existential level. There's meaning and purpose all bound up in children. And the world feels too dark if I decide that it's not worth putting kids into anymore. And so I'm committing to joy instead, which means having a child.
Ray says for Native American and Black communities, having children can be an act of defiance and resilience. For some people, it's about raising the next generation of environmentalists. 22-year-old Armando Alvarez lives in Kansas City and works for the Heartland Conservation Alliance. He knows he wants to have kids, even though he says many of his peers seem to be trapped in climate despair.
The world is melting. The oceans are high and glaciers are gone and polar bears are all starving. So I pretty much have no future. No matter what I do, I'm going to die because the world sucks.
But Alvarez and his partner, 20-year-old Justine Halbalinga, have big plans. They're moving in with each other this summer. They're both students at the University of Missouri, Kansas City. And they want to get married, travel a little, and then have 2 boys and 2 girls.
I believe that humans and hopefully our kids will find a way to make it work and to make the best out of it. Because if we give up now, then we won't have a chance.
What they hope to pass on isn't fear or anxiety. It's their love of nature and their desire to make the world a better place. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Nomin Ujiadine.